Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Everyone, it's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you. And today is a special commentary on the Justice Club on Columbo Chronicles Live, just for you. It is also taped live, so you can always listen to it at a later time, or you can share it. So don't forget to go on YouTube on my new channel and subscribe and like and share so we can get this information out to more people worldwide. Just go to YouTube, type in Columbo Chronicles, and it'll bring up Columbo Chronicles channel. You can scroll on down, but be sure to like and share the videos, because the audios, because it's very important information. Most of the time with very expert authors or just experts in their field on topics that are of concern to not only the American people, but people around the world, because that's what we do right here on Columbo Chronicles. So this is a special, and it's about the Justice Club. But first, I want to tell you about a very important book that I wrote that literary agents are touting as a masterfully crafted book, political fiction, political satire, adventure story about surviving and protecting America and how to protect America, but told in a fictional story of adventure. And also, you will want to know what happened to Professor Noah, who knew absolutely nothing about politics and was not interested. He is our main character in the book. Listen to this and be sure to share with your family and friends, especially this holiday season, and cause them to think outside the box.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Columbo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world, written with an Orwellian twist. Will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Columbo, available at Amazon.com.
Yes, and Obamasaurus is not just a book. It is a message for mankind.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles Live Podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles Live Podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon
and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Yes, because we all know there is very little justice in the world. We are living in a world of little justice, and sometimes there is no justice, depending on what side of the aisle you're on. So today I am going to join myself and you and take you into the Justice Club, because I want to know, and I hope that you want to know, what are these wars all about in the Middle East versus Israel? First of all, so let's start with the Director of National Intelligence and his description of Hamas. The acronym for Islamic Resistance Movement. It is the largest and most capable militant group in Palestine. And the Council on Foreign Affairs says a spinoff of the Palestinian branch of the Muslim Brotherhood in the late 1980s, the Islamist militant group Hamas, to took over the Gaza Strip. National Intelligence says that this terrorist group, Hamas, contains many features across the full range of issues pertaining to international terrorism, terrorist groups, wanted terrorists, and technical pages, and so on. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Hamas is ISIS, and under the watch of President Obama and USAG Eric Holder, we heard that we were not to call these groups or individuals who attacked America or Europe or any Western civilization war criminals or terrorists. And they were not tried as war criminals, even though they killed thousands of Americans, including U.S. Navy SEALs, journalists, civilians, and military personnel. And then we somehow found ourselves being told that terrorists were being funded and released from Gitmo. So it was very confusing because they were also not tried in a military tribunal for a brown fat lunch and a cup of coffee. I think it was Bill O'Reilly who pointed that out. But they were treated as American civilians and tried in American civilian courts at taxpayers' expense, which is nowhere in the United States Constitution, to my knowledge. So what is happening in Israel and Gaza, and what is Hamas? Several residential buildings were destroyed in the strikes on, I think it was October 18th or 16th, something like that. And the Israeli military said it had killed a senior Hamas commander. And not just a senior Hamas commander, but more than 1,400 people, and 241 people were taken hostage. Hamas gunmen launched an unprecedented assault on Israel from the Gaza Strip on October 7th, 2023, killing more than 1,400 people and taking 241 hostages. And it's a very interesting that we have European and Americans turning against Israel and the Jews and becoming pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas sympathizers, supporters of this Muslim Brotherhood organization tied to Hamas and other extremist organizations. And no one is talking about the fact that it was Hamas who attacked Israel. Israel doing in Gaza? Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's also under verbal attack, said on Monday that he has set the clear goal of destroying Hamas's military and governing capabilities, as well as his goal is to free the hostages. He also rejected calls for a ceasefire. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, says it has broken through Hamas's front lines of defense in northern Gaza, and an Israel commander said its troops were at the gates of Gaza City. Now, people who are in the military, young people mostly, they're only doing what they are told to do. So depends on the adult leaders who are ordering invasions and wars or killings or taking people hostage or torture or whatever else they do during wartime. So we can't actually say that it is the military. They are doing their job for their country and their leaders and what they are ordered to do. And there is a difference. So then people ask, well, what is Intifada? Well, it's a rebellion or uprising or a resistance movement, which is Hamas. It is a key concept in contemporary Arabic usage, referring to a legitimate uprising against oppression word that literally means shaking off. And in the Palestinian context, it is understood to mean a civil uprising. So I think Europe and America and Canada and Mexico and Australia and New Zealand and all other countries who are not part of the Muslim Brotherhood organization or their extremist groups must understand the difference of what Intifada means and should know what it means. The first, let me repeat it again, the first Palestinian Intifada erupted in Gaza in December 1987 after four Palestinians were killed when an Israeli truck collided with two vans carrying Palestinian workers. So that was the first one. It was motivated in Intifada, that's Intifada, by collective Palestinian frustration over Israel's military occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. And as it approached a 20-year mark, having begun after Israel's victory in the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. So what was the original meaning of Intifada? Again, its original meaning is uprising in Arabic. Two Palestinian uprisings against Israel, the first in the 1980s and then the second in the early 2000s. Both Intifadas had a significant impact on Israeli-Palestinian relations. And that's according to Wikipedia. The second Intifada was a major Palestinian uprising in the Israeli-occupied Palestinian territory, Israel. Then there was a third Intifada. The third Intifada had been the nickname used for several conflicts. 2014 Jerusalem unrest in Israel, Palestine. 2023 Israel, Hamas war in Israel, Palestine. When was the last Intifada? It was the legacy of the second Intifada that still shapes politics for both Israelis and Palestinians. Between September 28, 2000 and February 8, 2005, 1,038 Israelis and 3,189 Palestinians were killed. During that time, Israeli forces demolished over 4,000 Palestinian homes and arrested thousands of Palestinians. So why does the United States support Israel, other than the Bible that instructs Christians to support Israel? The United States of America was founded on a Judeo-Christian foundation. The framers created, wrote, and approved the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights for the natural-born Americans that was rooted from the Old and New Testament, all laws, not only the Constitution, But the Bill of Rights and all U.S. laws are rooted from the Bible and the Ten Commandments, making America, American foundation, a Judeo-Christian foundation. And a majority of Jews and Christians, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Protestant, whether you're Baptist, most religions in America were based from the Judeo-Christian Bible. And the country was built, the country's foundation was built upon the Judeo-Christian foundation, and our homeland is known to be a Judeo-Christian nation. But the framers made it so that immigrants at that point on could come to America legally through legal immigration so that they could be identified, background checked, and we knew that good people from foreign nations were coming to America to assimilate as Americans, to uphold the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the history of the USA, and to come here to work and pay taxes and to help build this country, love this country, and be part of this American way of life. That's why the framers separated the natural-born Americans, which is our homeland. We are born on this soil, to two legal Americans, making us innate to our soil and to our Judeo-Christian homeland. But the framers in the United States Constitution made it clear legal immigrants were welcome as long as they followed our laws, which includes background checks, vetting, coming here legally, standing in line and waiting your turn, whether you are an asylum seeker or a refugee, or you're coming through the border. Legal means legal, and illegal means illegal. And anyone who does anything illegal in the United States has committed a crime, be it a misdemeanor or a felony. Anyone who comes into the United States to do harm to the American people and came to impose their ideologies, whether it be a religion or political or a religious group of nations whose religion and politics are bonded together and can't be separated, and are anti-American, anti-Catholic, anti-Christian, anti-Jew, anti-American, are not welcome to be a legal, naturalized American, because they did not come to America to assimilate, which our government has forgotten is part of becoming an American naturalized citizen. Assimilation is required, which means you swear to uphold the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights and our U.S. history, and our way of life, not coming here to change us, to overpopulate through illegal means or fraudulent means, having anchor babies here from all over the world so that overpopulation can dominate America and Americans. Four, domination by a foreign enemy nation, or nations, or religion, or both. And that is the danger of illegal immigration. And that was the reason that the framers created, signed and approved, and risked their lives to create the division to separate the natural-born American, a baby born on U.S. soil, to two legal Americans, or on protected U.S. soil to two legal Americans, and separated the immigrants who come from foreign nations, from a foreign homeland, to the United States, who are naturalized citizens but must be here without fraudulent means to overthrow our government or to change and transform America into their countries, be it communism, be it socialism, be it Islamicism, be it fascism, whatever it is, it's not welcome. That doesn't mean you cannot practice a foreign religion on U.S. soil peacefully, be peacefully, not in no-go zones where the FBI and law enforcement or military cannot enter based under the guise of it's against our religion. That doesn't happen in America, but it did happen beginning in 2009. There should be no plots of land in America for foreigners who come to our country and claim that under their religion, this plot of land is a no-go zone for only their people. That means they're creating their own country on U.S. soil, their own state on U.S. soil, when this homeland belongs to the American, natural-born Americans whose parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and so forth fought for this land, shed their blood for this land, gave birth to their families on this land, worked for this land, paid taxes for this land, developed this land, built this land, so that naturalized Americans could live here and enjoy freedom, liberty, rights, and the pursuit of happiness on U.S. soil. There is a difference between a natural-born American and a naturalized American who is legally here and loyal to America, because people cannot have two masters. You cannot be loyal to the United States Constitution and swear an oath to a foreign enemy nation on a foreign enemy book of religion and politics and say you are a loyal American when you sympathize with your homeland where you believe that extremists who torture and kill and threaten Western civilization is your right because you're here on our soil. That is not what the Constitution says. And our leaders who have ignored the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights by writing executive orders, making laws, which is not a duty of a president of the United States of America. It is the duty of Congress to make laws, review laws, study laws, debate laws, and approve laws to be passed on to the President of the United States to either veto or sign. Until 2009, executive orders, as Congressman Dannemeyer stated, not Dannemeyer, Lundgren, stated on the House floor, were never intended to make law. And the President of the United States only has five duties. And making laws is not one of their duties. Ignoring and bypassing Congress and the Constitution is not one of their duties. In fact, it is their duty to make sure that before they sign laws that are passed by Congress and the Senate, that they are in accordance with the United States Constitution and the will of the majority of Americans, and that they have common sense, fairness, equity, and they are just. Those are all requirements of a law in the United States of America. And Congress has no authority or anyone in the White House to say illegal is legal. I have the power to say I'm opening the borders. Me personally, I'm opening the borders. I'm opening the ports. I'm opening the airstrips to anyone from a foreign enemy nation, a communist nation, a socialist nation, or any other nation, be it friendly or non-friendly, to come into our country without vetting, without background checks, without assimilating, even if they came here to change our nation, form armies, form groups of people that has happened in the USA since 2001 and attack Americans on U.S. soil, or such as a military base like at Fort Hood. Because that's what happens when you are a lawless country and you have lawless representatives who refuse to secure the borders by tying the hands of law enforcers, customs, border patrol, sheriffs, and police. While they risk their lives knowing there are cartels and gangs and jihadists and communists inside of Mexico and Canada, right on our borders. And they're pouring in to our country, mostly healthy males, healthy young males, coming into our country with children unaccompanied by any parents without any identification that those kids are theirs. And then the kids go missing, and no one knows what happened to them. Just like magic, they disappeared. So this is why you need to know what you are supporting and sympathizing with. Because if you want to risk your children's lives and your grandchildren, not just your own, and every American who is a natural-born American, loyal, patriotic American living on U.S. soil, or a naturalized, loyal, legal American who loves America and fights for America and helps build America and pays taxes, then you better know who you are sympathizing with and supporting. When we have people in our Congress who were not born in our country representing us, who call our military killers, who call for defunding the police, the sheriff, ICE, Border Patrol, we have a problem. We have a problem. And then Congress refuses to remove them from office, who actually threatened the life and the job of a duly elected, natural-born American president, elected by the people, and they were attacking him for 4 years and after on the national stage. And now you're marching, some of you, with this movement for a foreign enemy organization against Israel, against Jews in Western civilization. So who does the U.S. And why does the U.S. support Israel? Well, according to the Foreign Affairs, it says, the United States currently supplies Israel with approximately $3.8 billion in security assistance annually. For decades, the purpose of this military support has been to provide Israel, the United States' closest ally in the region, with a qualitative military edge over neighboring anti-Israeli forces. So I bet most Americans, Europeans, Australians, New Zealanders, Canadians, and Mexico citizens have no idea of what the Jews in Israel have developed for the world when it comes to medical or military advancements. I will bet they don't even know what they've done for humanity. Not just for Israel, but for the world advancement. Are the Hamas group tied to the Muslim Brotherhood nations in Palestine about? The Palestine militant group has struggled to govern Gaza and remains committed to violently resisting Israel. There's no communication here. There's no debates. There's no diplomacy. They attacked. This is their goal. This is their stated and written goal, to wipe out Israel and to wipe out America. That is the stated and written strategic goal of the Muslim Brotherhood and their organizations. Do you want your homeland wiped out? Europe? Canada? Mexico? Americans? Do you know that the gay community who is sympathizing with this organization, this group, this Palestinian group, that they do not support gays, what the punishment is for gays? You should look it up. You should do your homework and do your research, because we, the American people, as Christians, may not approve of that marriage, but we are okay with it. It's your choice. It's your free will, because in America, we have free will and free choice. And so that's fine. That's your choice. That's your free will, just like if you're heterosexual, and that's your choice and your free will. We just live among each other and hopefully treat each other the same as any other human being. It's a choice. And no one says that if you do not follow the Bible, that this is what's going to happen to you. No one in America does that. They may oppose that way of life, or you may oppose our way of life, but that isn't the way our religion works in America, our Christian foundation, our Judeo-Christian foundation. We believe in free choice and free will, and let people live their own lives and make their own choices by their own free will, unless, of course, someone is violating someone else's rights. So, let's see. So why did Israel and Palestine fight? Well, the 1947 United Nations partition plan for Palestine was never implemented and provoked the 1947 through 1949 Palestinian War. The current Israeli-Palestinian status quo began following Israeli military occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, known as the Palestinian territories, in the 1967 Six-Day War. We're talking about a small area of land, and about Israel that was recognized as a state, approved as a state by the United Nations. Why can't they live in their state and exist? Why can't we live in our country and exist without people wanting to come here to change us into their countries, to change our religion into their religion, to change our constitution into their laws? They don't belong here if you do not want to assimilate. And that is the key word that the government has forgotten about. If you don't want to assimilate as American, you don't belong in America as a naturalized citizen. You are free to leave and continue to support whatever country or homeland that you support and any groups you sympathize with in those countries. Because we in America, who are natural-born Americans, love our country. We love our American lifestyle. We like our free choice. We like our free will. We like owning property. We like learning about other people. We welcome legal immigrants. We always have. But we also love having our laws implemented, enforced, because we pay to do that with our taxes, by the sweat of our brows, for our safety and welfare, as stated in the United States Constitution. A open border policy is a lawless nation run by lawless people who are taking our tax dollars to violate our laws and violate our privacy and allowing people to trespass on our property on U.S. soil. But if we trespass on private property as legal natural-born Americans, we get arrested. But millions, probably 40 or 50 million now, illegals are inside our country who trespass more than once, go in and out on our soil and trespass on our private property, our sovereign nation, our homeland, without any consequences. But if we step foot on a government facility that says, no-go zone, don't you come here, restricted, even though you pay for this land or some other private property with a sign, we get arrested. But not 50 million illegals, not 50 fake refugees who came here to change and transform our nation and overpopulate and dominate it. And now they're pushing for Americans to go against Israel and the Jews. How did that happen in the United States of America that Americans fell for this movement? It is a movement. So first the Jews, and then the Christians, first Israel, and then America. And then, of course, Europe will fall, Canada will fall, Mexico will fall, and the rest of the world. That's what's going to happen if Americans don't wake up. Now, Europeans need to wake up. Canadians need to wake up. Mexico needs to wake up because they're right on our border. And they depend on America. Which third world country doesn't depend on America? We built up communist China thanks to our leaders, and now they threaten us. We saved Europe, and they turned their backs on us. They want new money. They want to devalue the United States dollar. They want to change our money system, and while they're flooding us with all these illegals and fake refugees from around the world who are unidentified, they're ordering us to pay for their living expenses. So now our cost of living, Haskins, are starting to live in tents. So when Klaus Schwab says, hey, you Americans, we're gods up here on our pedestal, and you're all going to own nothing, and you're going to eat bugs, it's not a joke. It's a repeat of history when people don't pay attention to what their government is doing. But now they use AI to silence everybody. They don't like what you're saying. You are your history. You don't get to speak out. You don't get to use your critical thinking. You don't get to tell your truth. You don't get to tell your opinion. And you just shut up, sit down, and be quiet. Well, those in public office, many of them, and on Wall Street have already made billions, so they don't care. They don't care about you. You are property, chattel, and slaves of those who view you as chattel, property, and slaves. And they no longer need you because now they're building robots and they're bringing in all these healthy young males to be their new slaves, I suppose, so they don't have to send their companies over to foreign third world nations and pay slave labor over there for higher profits. So this is part of this big picture of what is happening with this movement. And this movement should be stopped immediately. I see a Palestinian flag waving across a crowd of thousands of people in Washington, D.C. and Europe and Canada or wherever else it is. That should never be happening in America. When I was in Italy, somebody raised a foreign flag on the Italian soil at the Colosseum. Those officers were there so fast and warned them to take it down or they were going to be arrested. Well, hats off to Italy, because the only flag that should be flying across D.C. and America is the United States flag. And if people don't want to respect it and they don't respect our laws and they don't respect our secure borders and they don't respect legal immigration laws and assimilation requirements, then they should find a country or a homeland where they can live among those that they have the same belief system, the same laws, the same agendas as those people in those countries. Because America is the only one nation under God, and that is the God of the Bible. And no one should be ashamed of it. No loyal, natural-born American should be ashamed of it. And they should not be mocking God or Jesus, but they do. And trying to take our Bible away from us. And China now is revising our Christian Bible and their communists. If you want to save your country, you need to pay attention and understand what's happening. So who controls Gaza? The Palestinian territories are geographically separated by Israel and nominally under the jurisdiction of the Palestinian Authority. However, since 2007, Gaza has been governed by Hamas, a militant Sunni Islamic organization, following its 2006 electoral victory over Fatah and a 2007 military takeover. So if you think that they're just interested in Israel and taking over Israel, you better think again. If you think they're only interested in annihilating Jews, you need to think again. You need to do your homework. So from 1987 through 1993, more than 1,300 Palestinians were killed, and more than 120,000 were wounded and some 600,000 were jailed. These are the stories from the first Palestinian Intifada, which erupted in 1987. Although no single event signaled its end, most analysis agree that it had run its course by late 2005. This was after 2001, when we were attacked by foreign enemy extremist groups, who said we were the big Satan and who said that Israel was the little Satan. We're not a big Satan, and Israel isn't a little Satan. So who's feeding them all this garbage? We treat people with decency in America, and so does Israel. So why don't you just stop spreading this propaganda? What is Hamas and why is it created? Hamas emerged again in 1987 during the first Palestinian uprising, or Intifada, as an outgrowth of the Muslim Brotherhood's Palestinian branch. The group is committed to armed resistance against Israel and America and the creation of an Islamic Palestinian state in Israel's place. So then you will have another state, an important state and ally of America that is no longer free. There will be no Bible. Think about this, America, Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico. There will be no Catholic churches. There will be no Christian churches. There will be no Catholic schools, no Christian schools, no Protestant, no Baptist, etc. There will be no Bible. Everything will be destroyed that has anything to do with the Bible and Jesus. Even in America, since after Clinton was elected, there's a movement by the liberals to take down the crosses. All of a sudden, the crosses in America were being attacked. Why? Why were the crosses in America being attacked? Why were the Christian churches being attacked? Even during the lockdowns, the Christians were being targeted. The Muslim not the Muslim facilities, not their religious facilities. They were not stopped. The Buddhists weren't stopped. All the other religions weren't stopped from Satanism, their religion. They weren't stopped from worshiping. The Christians and Catholics were the targets of not being allowed to chant, sing, praise God, pray, park in the parking lots. Or you got a $500 ticket in some areas. Or you got arrested. They even arrested Christian and Catholic priests and Christian pastors and rabbis. During the lockdowns in America on U.S. soil, you are not allowed to pray to God. You're not to sing. You are not to gather, even if you distanced. In America, what do you think is happening? This is an underground movement, in my opinion, that you better wake up and smell the coffee if you want to save America, freedom, liberty, rights, your U.S. Constitution, your Bill of Rights, your sovereignty, and your freedom of religion and the Bible. Who funds Hamas? In addition to the funds Hamas receives from Iran, and it was the Iranian imam and the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, under Obama's watch, who stated a few times on television, MSM, and social media that their goal was to wipe out Israel and wipe out America, and that they would dominate Israel and America. Hitler was about to dominate all of Europe and then move on across the ocean. It's history repeating itself? So in addition to the funds Hamas received from Iran, its global portfolio of investments generates vast sums of revenue through its assets, estimated to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars, with companies operating in Sudan, Algeria, Turkey, the United Arab Emirates, and other countries. So why did Israel become a nation on May 14, 1948? At night on May 14, 1948, the Provisional Government of Israel proclaimed a new state of Israel. On that same date, the United States, in the person of President Truman, recognized the Provisional Jewish Government as de facto authority of the Jewish state. De jure recognition was extended on January 31, 1949. So where is Palestine? In contemporary understanding, however, Palestine is generally defined as a region bounded on the east by the Jordan River, on the north by the border between modern Israel and Lebanon, on the west by the Mediterranean Sea, including the coast of Gaza, and on the south by the Negev with its southernmost extension. So when was Israel's War of Independence? Between 1947 and 1949, in human terms, the War of Independence was Israel's costliest war, with over 6,000 Israelis killed and 15,000 wounded. The war consisted of 39 separate operations fought from the borders of Lebanon to the Sinai Peninsula and Eilat. So, United States economic and military aid to Israel between 1951 and 2023. The economic aid has historically been less than $5 billion per year. And we've given more than that to Ukraine. In what? A couple of years? And Iran to build nuclear facilities. And has fallen to less than $1 billion per year since 2004 given to Israel. In 2023, Biden requested an additional $14.3 billion in aid. Is the military in Israel, the U.S. military in Israel? The United States has stored military equipment in Israel since the early 1990s, I may store additional equipment in Israel when withdrawing from Iraq. Currently, the only active foreign military installations on Israeli soil are American bases, including an ANTPY-2 early missile warning radar station on Mount Kerem, K-E-R-E-M. The U.S. has strong historical and economic ties to Israel. The U.S., which has supported the formation of a Jewish state since World War II, is Israel's top trading partner with annual bilateral trade of nearly $50 billion in goods and services. The airstrikes began in response to the October 7th attack by Palestine, military organization that's tied to the Muslim Brotherhood care known as Hamas. They're also tied to ISIS and to Al-Qaeda, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These are anti-American and anti-Israeli organizations who seek to invade, overpopulate, and dominate Western civilization and then the world. So when you're sympathizing with them, you are also helping to wipe out Israel, America, Europe, Canada, Mexico, New Zealand, Australia, and freedom around the world, wherever it may show up. Hamas's strength is concentrated in the Gaza Strip and areas of the West Bank. Hamas has a military wing known as the Izz-ul-Din al-Qassam Brigades that has conducted many anti-Israeli attacks in both Israel and the Palestinian territory since the 1990s. So, is it safe to visit Gaza? Avoid all non-essential travel. We continue to advise do not travel to Gaza. Border areas with Gaza and border areas with Lebanon closed by Israeli authority. We also advise not to travel to the West Bank, excluding East Jerusalem, due to the volatile security. And Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. So this is where we're at. And people need to wake up in Western civilization that when you support terrorist organizations who goal and written and stated strategic goal is to wipe out Israel and America and all of Western civilization through infiltration on all levels of government in each Western civilization, and to overpopulate and dominate and keep the borders open and do not background check or vet anyone who's infiltrating into our government and Department of Education, into our big pharma, AMA, and government on all levels. You have a problem. You have a problem with keeping America safe. And when you have leaders who refuse to secure the borders, who refuse to vet and background check, tie the hands of the customs, police, sheriff, ICE, and Border Patrol, and create and change, detain and deport, to detain and release on American soil. And there's probably about 50 million illegals running around our country, unidentified, who we are supporting with our taxes while we are being well, our wages aren't keeping up, or if you're on Social Security is not keeping up with the cost of living, forcing Americans to go to bed hungry, out of their home, into foreclosure, which is bound to happen in the future if this doesn't come to a big halt by people who we taxpayer fund for life, who live on our taxes to do a job that they're failing to do. And that's all we have time for, folks. So remember, when injustices can happen to you, and injustices can happen to me, but together we can make a positive difference. Remember that you are never alone when you tune in to Columbo Chronicles. And remember, if you want an eye-opener and to knock your socks off, and a political satire with funny pictures, and it's a not just a story, but a message, but you will be entertained. Get the international award-winning 5-star review at Amazon.com.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world, written with an Orwellian twist. Will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Well, my friends, time flies, and now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Columbo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Columbo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.